Egg Hunt, written by Morzilla and read by Eos Rose.
"I want you to know this isn't my fault," are the first words that Chad says when Jared makes it through the apartment door.
"How is it not your fault?" Jared growls. His panic is like a bubble inside his chest, pushing at his lungs so he can't breathe. His egg is missing. His baby is gone. He is going to kill Chad. He is going to kill Chad, and then he is going to go to jail, and then he'll never have sex with Jensen again. And he is a horrible, horrible person because he's thinking about sex with Jensen when his child is missing, his baby is gone, and...
The sting of Chad's hand shocks Jared back into the present.
"Sorry, man, you looked a little out of it there," Chad explains. "Tell me why I shouldn't kill you," Jared asks.
"Because it isn't my fault. That Chris guy that your idiot mate is friends with came by to borrow a guitar and amplifier and stuff from Jensen. He had a couple of roadies with him. Dude, I didn't check the stuff to make certain they weren't smuggling baby Egbert with them. Who would want to steal a giant egg anyway?"
"I'm going to kill Chris," Jared says.
"Then you," he adds.
"Jared, man, we'll get the little cherub back all safe and sound," Chad promises, like he gets threatened with death every day. Then again, he probably does.
"You don't know that. How long has my baby been without heat? He's an egg, Chad. He's supposed to be kept warm."
"I know, I know," Chad placates him. "Jensen already told me that, along with all of the things he was going to do to me if anything happened to your egg. I've got to say, his imagination is better."
"Where is Jensen?" Jared demands, brain finally catching up with the fact that his mate isn't home.
"More importantly, do you know where Chris and his hooligans went?"
"Jensen is out finding Chris," Chad says slowly. Too slowly.
"Chad," Jared snarls.
"Look, Jensen made me promise that I'd keep you out of prison," Chad explains.
"That fucker," Jared hisses. "I'm not letting him near my wings for a fucking week."
Chad frowns. "Isn't that punishing you more than him?"
"Shut up, Chad," Jared snaps as he pulls out his cell phone and calls Jensen.
Anger grows in his guts, flaming up to the panic in his chest when not only does Jensen not answer, but he hears the echo of his ringtone in the apartment.
"I'm going to kill him too," Jared snarls.
"I don't think you want to do that," Chad points out.
"Don't tell me what I don't want to do," Jared roars.
"Well, okay, but he didn't come home before going off to find Chris, so..."
Jared's eyes widen in understanding before he turns and bolts to the front door.
Jensen is standing right outside it, arms wrapped protectively around their egg.
"Well, that solves the problem of getting my key into the lock," he quips, though he can't manage to get the tone right.
His eyes are bloodshot, his forehead wrinkled. He looks like he has aged 10 years since Jared saw him that morning. Jared pulls his egg out of his mate's arms and stalks away from him without saying a word.
"Dude," Chad stage whispers, "you are so in the birdcage."
"Shut up," Jensen tells him, "and quit trying to be clever."
"I'm just going to go home now," Chad calls as he scrambles out the door that Jensen left open behind him.
It clicks closed with a soft snick. There is terrible silence in the room with Chad gone, and Jared doesn't want to deal with that. He doesn't want to think about it, doesn't want to think about what might have happened to his egg.
"They kept him warm, at least."
Jensen's voice is rough when he starts to speak.
"Knew enough to realize that he was in an incubator for a reason."
"He's got stickers on him," Jared sniffs.
"And paint," Jensen informs him.
"Paint?" Jared gasps.
"Under the blanket," Jensen explains.
"The chemicals, it could have..." Jared can't seem to make his mouth finish a sentence.
No cracks or abrasions that I could see, Jensen says. I don't think anybody had the bright idea to dip him in vinegar, either. They were fucking high as kites, but they hadn't totally lost sight of the fact that they'd stolen a living organism for their fucking party.
Jared can't bring himself to pull the blanket down. He doesn't want to see what they'd done to his baby.
He's a person, not an organism. Don't call him an organism, Jared mutters instead.
I know, Jay, Jensen says softly. We should probably get him back into the incubator, though. I'm not sure how evenly they heated him.
Jared nods without looking at his mate. Jensen is right, but Jared doesn't want to let go of his baby. He never once thought that he'd ever have to face a kidnapping. That happened to people on television, people with contentious divorces or crazy in-laws or creepy assholes who... He can't hold back his sob as the bubble in his chest finally has its way. That, more than anything, is what makes his feet move to take his egg back to the incubator. He doesn't want his tears dripping on the precious shell, eroding it with salt water.
Hey, it'll come off,
Jensen assures him when Jared places the egg in its safe haven and the throw that had been wrapped around it falls away. The pretty speckled green of it is accented by the typical zigzags of Easter egg painting and marred with stickers of spring flowers and bunny rabbits.
I hate them, Jared whispers.
Me too,
Jensen assures him as he wraps his arms around Jared's middle.
I want to go set them on fire, Jared says.
I figured, Jensen says.
Why do you think I tried to keep you at home? I can't have you under a microscope like some lab rat. That reminds Jared that he is mad at his lover.
You're a prick, he informs Jensen.
I know,
Jensen responds, squeezing him closer, lips pressing a kiss on Jared's wing. Jared sighs and reaches down to thread his fingers with Jensen's, only to notice the blood drying on them and the swollen state of his knuckles.
Jensen? He asks, spinning around to look at his mate.
I broke Chris's nose, Jensen tells him, and a few other things.
Those idiots he hired were using our child as a fucking centerpiece to their Easter egg hunt.
Did he know that they took him? Jared asks.
Doesn't matter, Jensen says.
How can it not matter? Jared asks.
Because I told him he wasn't welcome here anymore,
Jensen admits, eyes cutting away from Jared's gaze. He swore he didn't know that they'd stolen from me, but I can't tell him why I was so upset, and I'm not even sure I'd want to do that. He almost cost us something that can't ever be replaced.
Jensen, Jared says.
He doesn't know what to say, what to do. So he pulls Jensen close and hugs him instead. He'll find the words later.